This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 4. How Mr. Rabbit Was Too Sharp for Mr. Fox.
"Uncle Remus," said the little boy one evening, when he had found the old man with little or nothing to do, "did the fox kill and eat the rabbit when he caught him with the tar baby?"
"Lor, honey, ain't I tell you about that?" replied the old darkey, chuckling slyly. "I clear to gracious, I oughta told you that. But old man Nod was riding on my eyelids twill a little more'n I disremembered my own name. And then on to dat, here come your mammy hollerin' after you. Why, what I tell you when I fust begun? I told you Brer Rabbit was a monster soon creeter. Leastways, dat's what I laid out for to tell you. Well then, honey, don't you go and make no other calculations, 'cause in dem days Brer Rabbit and his family was at the head of de gang when any racket was on hand. And dere they stayed. 'Fore you begins fur to wipe your eyes about Brer Rabbit, you wait and see whereabouts Brer Rabbit gwineter fetch up at. But dat's neither here nor there. When Brer Fox find Brer Rabbit mixed up with the tar baby, he feel mighty good, and he roll on the ground and laugh. By and by, he up and say, says he, 'Well, I spec I got you this time, Brer Rabbit,' says he. 'Maybe I ain't, but I spec I is. You've been running round here sassin' after me a mighty long time, but I spec you done come to the end of the row. You've been cutting up your capers and bouncing round in dis neighborhood until you come to believe yourself the boss of the whole gang. And then you are allus somewheres where you ain't got no business,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'Who axed you fur to come and strike up an acquaintance wid dis yer tar baby? And who stuck you up dar where you is? Nobody in de round world. You just tuck and jam yourself on dat tar baby without waiting for any invite,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'And dare you is, and dare you gon' stay till I fixes up a brush pile and fires her up, 'cause I'm gonna barbecue you dis day, sure,' says Brer Fox, says he. Den Brer Rabbit talk mighty humble. 'I don't care what you do with me, Brer Fox,' says he, 'just so you don't fling me in dat briar patch. Roast me, Brer Fox,' says he, 'but don't fling me in dat briar patch,' says he. 'It's so much trouble fur to kindle a fire,' says Brer Fox, says he, 'dat I spect I'll hatter hang you,' says he. 'Hang me just as high as you please, Brer Fox,' says Brer Rabbit, says he, 'but do for the Lord's sake, don't fling me in dat briar patch,' says he. 'I ain't got no string,' said Brer Fox, says he. 'And now I expect I'll have to drown you,' says he. 'Drown me just as deep as you please, Brer Fox,' says Brer Rabbit, says he. 'But do, don't fling me in dat briar patch,' says he. 'Dey ain't no water nigh,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'Now I expect I'll have to skin you,' says he. 'Skin me, Brer Fox,' says Brer Rabbit, says he. 'Snatch out my eyeballs, tear out my ears by the roots, and cut off my legs,' says he. 'But do please, Brer Fox, don't fling me in dat briar patch,' says he. 'Course, Brer Fox want to hurt Brer Rabbit bad as he kin, so he cotch him in by de behind legs and slung him right in de middle of de briar patch. Dere was a considerable flutter where Brer Rabbit struck de bushes, and Brer Fox sort of hang round for to see what was going to happen. By and by, he hear somebody call him, and way up the hill he see Brer Rabbit sitting cross-legged on a chinkapin log, combing de pitch out of his hair with a chip. den Brer Fox knowed dat he'd been swap off mighty bad. Brer Rabbit was bleedsed fur to fling back some of his sass, and he holler out, "Bred and born in a briar patch, Brer Fox! Bred and born in a briar patch!" And with dat, he skip out just as lively as a cricket in de embers.
End of chapter.